Listen to The Fan.
Programming on The Fan brought to you in part by our great friends at Quick Trip.
It is now post time for the game portion of Guests and Games. The game Stump the Snob. It has become a Wednesday staple. It's not in the sassy vein of the wildly successful and highly popular Initials, but it's something to do, specifically with teammates. Speaking of wildly successful and highly touted from the Power Trip Morning Show, attempting to stump the snob as in the sports snob this week is Corey Cove, the leader of the Power Trip Morning Show. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning. Can I quickly plug something? Is that allowed on this program or not?
Well, Nordo, of course, because
promotion and plugging.
Well, Nordo just low key tried to get post pandemic comps from a place called Malone's.
No, the two places I love.
I can help you out there.
And some swim place for his girls in Maple Grove. So it's happening.
Friday is the 300th ever game of Initials on the Power Trip Morning Show. 8:15, game 300, and I may have something up my sleeve for diehard Initials fans on Friday at 8:15.
Oh, that's sweet.
Bringing special guests in studio to do it.
We'll see.
What do you mean, we'll see? We can't.
Well, we'll see. I have something up my sleeve for Friday. We're going big for game 300, let's just say that.
I know
that.
What it is.
And that voice, Saucy, Power Trip Morning Show, Initials Immortality. You know what it is? You think it's going to be fun?
Yeah, I think I
have. He knows what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Corey, how much do you love sports?
Now or 1996?
Just period. How much do you love sports?
If I have money on them, it's about my favorite thing in the world.
Okay. So Stump the Snob is in the Sports Snob. This is the fourth time we've played it.
Mm-hmm.
I won the first week against Pat Micheletti and
Johnny Athletic.
Ron Johnson.
And Ron Johnson. I lost to Johnny Athletic week two. I beat Bossberg and Sauce last week. So Nordo's going to explain it. It's a history of sports thing. It's a trivia bid. It's a playoff initials and the whole thing. Nordo?
Okay, so Stump the Snob is actually more of a playoff of Stump the Schwab.
It's time to Stump the Snob on 9 to noon.
And we have three different portions of the game. Next segment will include
categories.
And then high point questions with initial-like clues.
Hail Mary.
But this round includes
kicking them off.
And what these are, gentlemen, is, and we will start with PA, but essentially I'm going to provide you gentlemen with lists. And for XYZ, players who won World Series, etc. And then you would name them. We'll start with PA. If he's right, it continues to Corey, then to Sauce. And essentially you go around and round. If you are incorrect, you are out for the remainder of it. And you will get 1 point for each correct answer. The first category in first list that we will participate in is the pro sports teams with nicknames that are birds. Nicknames of pro teams that are birds.
Hold on. KFAN.com/listen.
Okay.
Stump the Sports Snob, 9 to noon game in progress right now with that Corey Cove at MeetSauce1, KFAN.com/listen. Okay. All sports, like college, pro, whole thing?
The core four, the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and MLB. There are a total of 12 teams whose nicknames are birds.
Got you.
I just want to clarify things so there are no L's because Corey will argue with me all segment.
I am going.
That doesn't sound like me.
The Raptors are a dinosaur.
Got it.
And the Blackhawks, although there is such thing as a Black Hawk, are named after a Native American serviceman who led a infantry division.
Got it. Black Hawks.
Thank you.
The Black Hawks and Raptors are
I'd like to begin with the Eagles.
The Eagles are correct. Corey.
The Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays, yes.
The Cardinals.
Which one?
St. Louis.
St. Louis Cardinals.
So that's not a thing.
So I can go Arizona Cardinals, or is Cardinals dead? Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, you can do both, okay.
Yep. That is correct.
Okay. The Baltimore Orioles.
That is correct.
I'm going to go with, because it's something that I am very fond of, and that would be, let me think here.
Three.
The Feathered Rim Rattlers.
One.
I don't know.
Wow. Is it me?
Okay, Sauce is out.
It's Corey and I?
Yes.
Check.
I'm all in.
Kings.
Kings.
That's what I have. I just flipped my card over.
Card. I have pocket aces.
Damn it. You won.
Seattle Seahawks.
Here we go.
Okay, hang on.
Here we are. Ravens.
Okay, yes, Ravens.
All right, then I go Seahawks.
Damn it.
Seahawks, yes.
Okay.
There are five more.
Yeah. Holy cow, you took the Super Chickens, didn't you?
Three, two.
Angels.
I only have one more in my head.
Angels fly.
All right, five more, Corey, and if you can name all five, you get 5 points.
Atlanta Hawks.
Damn it. Nice
that is correct.
Mighty Ducks, or the Ducks.
Well done.
That is correct.
They're not the Ducks anymore. Yeah,
they are the Ducks.
They are the Ducks. They're not the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rim Rattler.
That's a snake.
Three, two.
The Atlanta Thrashers.
One.
No idea. Who are we forgetting?
Nice job, bud.
Yeah, nice. Who are we forgetting?
You are forgetting the New Orleans Pelicans, Atlanta Falcons, and what is technically a bird, although it is flightless, the Pittsburgh Penguins are scientifically, zoologists consider it a
bird.
Those
are good, Nordo.
Nice job, Nordo.
All right, that's that puts Corey Cove with 5, PA with 3, Sauce with 1.
Idiots.
Another list. Let's do this. NFL teams with at least 2 Super Bowls. There are 13 of them, and we shall start with Corey Cove.
2 Super Bowl inclusions, right?
2 Super Bowl winning franchises.
Wins, okay. Wins. Go. Okay.
The Green Bay Packers.
That is correct.
The Patriots.
That is correct.
Dallas Cowboys.
That is correct.
Pittsburgh.
That is correct.
The 49ers.
That is correct.
Oakland Raiders.
That is correct.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Chiefs.
That is correct. Way to pull that out.
Well done. Is it me?
The New York Giants.
That is correct.
The New England Patriots.
I said that already.
That is
son of a mother.
An L.
Dang it.
For you gentlemen, starting with Corey, there are 1, 2, there are 5 remaining, and it's to you, Corey.
The Denver Broncos.
That is correct.
I can't lose to a duo where the profit is predicated on breasts and yoga pants.
That sounds great. Can we talk about that?
Can we talk about that? I mean, Lululemon, there's all kinds.
Yeah, you named one.
Turn? Yeah.
Okay, Sauce.
Right. The Oakland Raiders.
Already been said.
I said that.
Snake Stabler this butt.
And so to you, Corey, there are 4 remaining.
Nice job, Nordo.
Mm.
3, 2.
Man.
One.
Jets? No. I can't think of anybody else.
Colts. I wanted to say the Colts, and I said the Pats.
The Washington Redskins, the Dolphins, the Colts, and the Ravens have all won 2 or more Super Bowls.
All right. Ravens? Oh, yeah. Burke and Dilfer. Damn it.
Let me see. Okay. So here's where we are through this portion of the game, picking them off. PA with 5, Corey with 9, Sauce with 4. As we take a quick pause, we will return with categories, Jeopardy-like content, and then Hail Mary questions, high in points, and we will continue Stump the Snob. Around the corner, it's 9 to noon.
It's PA.
Bounces off the backboard. Big shot by Jared Spurgeon.
Weekdays 9 to noon on The Fan. A Fan.
On to your butt.
Stump the Sports Snob is in play. Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show, Meat Sauce, Power Trip, Paul Allen, and orchestrating the questions is D'Angelo Nordo, and young Corey Cove has the lead.
Stump the Snob.
All right, after the picking them off round, Corey Cove does indeed have the lead with 9 total points. PA behind him with 5, and Sauce still very much in the mix with 4. Now, gentlemen, in particular, Corey, you haven't played before. I put that sheet in front of you guys.
Yeah.
And that's related to categories. You're going to eventually kick this off here momentarily with your choice. But there's a total of 5 categories, and it includes infamous coaches, from players to politics, Tommy John twins, and D, all up in your face. That would be...
Get it, Sauce?
That would be
it.
Great NBA defender.
Corey's going to lead with that.
So there are four categories. The points you see in front of you, Corey, are how much each question is worth. 1 through 4. So a total of 16 questions. And you will get the opportunity to answer it yourself. If you are incorrect, then the other two have an opportunity to use their name as a buzzer, steal the point, and then, of course, they would control the board.
So I get to keep going as long as I keep getting them correct.
I mean, technically, could be very boring for those guys if you get all 16. All
Harry Reams.
So where are you starting,
Let's start
Corey?
With from players to politics for one.
All right, players to politics for one. And that question is... This Hall of Fame hoops player announced in 2008 that he was running for governor of Alabama, but later backtracked, ultimately never ran for the office.
Charles Barkley.
That's right.
My all-time favorite athlete, so that was...
Super easy.
Gifted to me.
All right, perfect.
Politics, too.
Okay. He was a U.S. representative from 01 to 2007. He's currently the athletic director at a Big Ten school where he also won a national title as a coach in 1995.
No
Three,
idea.
Paul.
Two, yes.
Barry Alvarez.
That is not correct. I will repeat it. Sauce, if you want to answer, you can do so.
Okay.
Tom Osborne.
Paul. Yeah. Tom Osborne.
You don't get that. Okay. You can't.
Next.
You can't do
Second
that.
Second time he's done that.
Corey controls the board.
By the way, you know I've never done that in 299 initials games either. I've never accidentally said an item.
Yeah, that's because you're a professional game maker.
No, but I'm saying
maker.
I can't believe I haven't done that, though.
I'm
I can't believe I haven't slipped up and done that.
No, I'm stupid. Whatever. It was Tom Osborne, by the way.
Tom Osborne.
Yes, okay.
From players to politics for three.
For 3 points. This Hall of Fame pass catcher made his money out west, but was also a congressman from Oklahoma, 1994 to 2002.
Steve Largent.
That's right.
Wow. Boy. You are just going brainiac on this biatch.
Let's go 4.
Okay. Players to politics for 4. This guard with the Suns was there for most of his career. His number is retired.
Come on.
He was also the mayor of Sacramento.
Of course he was.
Damn it!
From 08 to 2016.
I mentioned Charles Barkley is my all-time favorite player. The 93 Suns are essentially my favorite team of all time. Kevin Johnson was
the mayor. Wow, Sauce, we're in
trouble. KJ. All right, let's go infamous coaches for one.
Infamous coaches for one. This infamous coach was suspended from February of 2012 to February of 2013 for unsavory tactics.
Sean Payton.
Paul.
Yes.
Greg Williams.
That's right.
You control the board, Sauce.
I'll take Tommy John Twins for one.
Tommy John Twins for one. Came to the Twins from the NL where he tallied 260 saves over 7 seasons. Had Tommy John surgery in 2010, then years later in 2015.
Joe Nathan.
That's right.
Wow.
For two, please.
Tommy John Twins for two. This new face had Tommy John surgery in 2015 when he was with Cincinnati.
Paul Homer Bailey.
That's right.
That is correct.
Three.
From 2005 to 2011, this righty compiled a 63-48 record as a starter with the Twins with a 4.15 ERA. His final season with Minnesota in 2012 was lost to Tommy John surgery. Three, two, one.
Paul. Go ahead.
Yes, Paul.
Joe Mays?
No idea.
It was Scott Baker.
Okay. Yeah.
Scott Baker. Final question.
Okay.
You control the board. Do you want to get...
I'll go for it, yeah.
Okay, sweet. This twin was in Tampa Bay in 2005 when he required Tommy John surgery.
Question again, please.
This twin was in Tampa Bay in 2005 when he required Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Three... Two, one.
No idea.
Corey. By the way, do I get penalized if I get it wrong?
No, you do not.
Matt Garza?
Oh, good guess. Great guess, Corey.
Two.
Paul.
One, yes.
Sun Hong Dong.
Okay. Jesus. The correct answer was Rocco Baldelli. Actually,
wow. Trick question.
Tommy John surgery. You're crafty this week, aren't you?
Well, we're trying to be better.
What's the score?
Even though I should have just said the name before answering the question, because that
Tom
apparently
Osborne.
Is a thing.
What's I'll take infamous coaches
for
two.
I just want to get a quick update, because I know I'm getting buried.
Yeah, PA, you still have 5. Corey has total of 17, jeez. And Sauce has 8.
Oof. I'll take infamous coaches for 2.
Okay. This infamous coach... Excuse me, let me redo the question.
Don't say the name.
This infamous college coach was fired in 2009 for alleged inappropriate treatment of one of his players.
Is it Bobby Paterno?
That's not a person.
Bobby.
There might be a Robert Paterno out
maybe.
There.
Paul?
Yes.
Bobby Petrino?
This infamous college coach was fired in 2009 for alleged inappropriate treatment of one of his players. Corey, 3.
I mean, Bob 2. Knight was so done by 2009, right? I mean...
It was Mike Leach.
Oh, Mike Leach.
It was the kid with the concussion.
It wasn't it, what's-his-face's son?
Yeah, it was Adam Adam James.
Adam Zimmer.
It was Craig James's kid?
Yeah, what's the guy PA guessed?
That's Adam Zimmer, and that's why Mike is so grouchy, because he just couldn't get over it.
I'm going to go infamous coaches for 3.
Okay. Before Hugh Jackson did it, this coach became infamous for leading the Lions to the first 0-16 record in NFL history.
Paul Marty Morningwig. That's not right.
Corey.
No, it is not.
Rod Marinelli?
That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Man, I'm just brain boggled
right now.
And now
you control the board.
Let's go D all up in your face for 1.
All right. Most don't immediately think of his 2.6 steals per game when seeing his silhouette.
Jerry West.
That's right.
Where 2. Are you going?
2. Wow. What a fantasy feast he would have been back in the day at 2.6 steals a game.
This forward was a 4-time all-defensive selection. He also officially changed his name in 2011.
Ron Artest / Meta World Peace.
That's right.
3.
Wow, you're running away with this thing. 23 total points right now.
You're the smartest guy to get into any of these microphones in the history of the station.
Thanks. Not true, but thanks.
This second fiddle was a Hall of Famer and an 8-time first-team defensive stud.
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. That's right.
These are the easiest questions of all time.
Potty skipping.
Well,
Bobby Paterno.
You couldn't get Mike Leach.
Yeah, but these are the easy. The silhouette.
Well, then
is
why don't you get them right?
Then you should have picked that category. You love Diep all in your face. Why didn't you pick that?
Correct. You aced rim rocking last week.
Shocking.
Stick to what you know.
Yeah, you love D all up in your face.
Yeah,
why didn't
that's
you
your
pick
favorite
that one?
Thing.
You want to
Green
go,
Mill?
You want to go D up all up in your
for
face
4.
For 4?
Oh, this will be good. Who is 23 for the Chicago Bulls?
He was a
pepperoni sausage Pescara pizza right now.
Oh,
are
he's
you
so good.
From
kidding
Green
me?
Mill? I'd pay $40. Yeah, I'd pay $40.
Can you imagine some of the human beings in this world with whom we could be quarantined and how... The Pescara pizza would just amplify it.
Okay. God, calm down
You're
over
too
there.
Horny
sorry
to go on.
But the category's D all up in your face.
I didn't know X Videos was accessible
it's
on
not
the work.
Double
computers.
D's all up in your face. It's D up all in your face.
All right, final D all up in your face for 4. He was a Sixer, Net, and Maverick. He had a role in Space Jam, but also averaged 2.55 blocks per game
Simple.
From 93 to 2005.
Simple.
What? Rick Mahorn.
Paul. Sean Brady.
That's Sean
Paul
Bradley.
Sean Bradley.
Oh, it's so easy. Right. Sean Brady.
I got 4 points. I got 9.
So easy.
Sauce wrong. Steals it.
But it was the right guy.
I got 9.
And the
I
final
have 8.
The final question for you, PA.
Wait, that was that a 4 or a 3?
That was a 4.
Oh, okay.
The final question, there's only one left though.
Got you.
And it's infamous coaches for 4.
Yes, I got 9.
This current infamous coach had one NFL job in his career. He resigned in season after 13 games.
Ooh. What?
Let me do the question one more time. This current infamous coach has had one NFL head coaching job in his career. He resigned in season after 13 games. 3,
Paul.
Tom Landry.
When do I get? I want to ring in. I thought I had to wait for the buzzer. I want to ring in too.
Tom Landry.
Paul. It's Bobby.
No. Corey.
Okay.
Nick Saban.
No.
He's not an NFL coach.
It's Bobby. It's the Bobby Petrino.
Petrino is not in the NFL. Yeah. He's at Louisville.
Paul finally pronounced it correctly.
No, you said current NFL coach.
This current infamous coach.
Infamous coach.
Because he quit in it. Was it Atlanta?
I know the story.
It was Atlanta.
Okay?
PA, who had
Reams up in this nose.
Who had the better sports career, Bobby Paterno or Sean Brady?
I think Joe Paterno.
All right, so after categories, here's where we're at. PA, you have 9.
This is stupid.
Corey has 26, running away with it. Sauce, you have 12.
Oh, neat.
So now it's time for the
Hail Mary
portion of the equation. I have 3 questions with corresponding clues. They are worth 6, 7, and 8 points.
Corey can't lose.
Technically, all of you are in it.
Well, yeah, you get all of them.
Unless Corey gets one of these correct, and then he runs away with the victory.
Nice job this week, Nordo.
5 clues.
These are good. These are good.
Use your name as your buzzer. Sauce, come on. Don't be like UP. You hate these questions.
No, I'm being nice to you, you douchebag.
Okay. Jesus, keep a hat on.
Your game sucks.
Okay, perfect. Well,
what's happening to my time
slot? But you're
going to
be here next week, though,
right? We have the X website reference. We have D up in your face. I've said Harry Reams twice, named a baseball player Sum Hung Dong, and you just called somebody a douchebag. Come on, man. Kids are out of school right now, maybe listening.
You're the offensive one.
The virus has affected all of us differently. All right, I got a total of 3 questions. We're 6, 7, and 8 points. You have 5 clues. You can use your name as your buzzer at any point in time. Corey, it's similar to your game. You should have no problems this one up.
Game 300, 8:15 on Friday.
This one is worth 6 points. 5 clues. Use your name as your buzzer. He's 24 years old. 22.7 points per game so far in his career. Rookie of the year in 2016. Some question his ability to lead a franchise.
Paul?
Yes.
Is it D'Angelo Russell?
And finally, he produced an emotional video about his mother, who is struggling with COVID. That'd be Corey?
Carl Anthony Towns.
That's right.
And he locks up the victory with 32 points.
Nice job, bud.
Would you like the other 2 questions?
Yes, sure, go for it. Nice job, bud.
Fine. This guy's a 3-time league MVP. He's a California native. Career rating of 97.
Corey.
Yes.
I'll try Tom Brady.
That's right.
Okay, just keep it going. Okay, now it's 39. We're running up the score. 7 points to Corey.
Jeez.
All right, finally, 85 years old, left his post in 2015.
Paul.
Yes.
Joe Pa.
Paul. Dan Barrero.
Wait, hold on.
That's right.
Thank you. Corey. With these Clorox disinfecting wipes, you can go wipe your ass.
It was
and
Bugsy,
I hope I never see you again. Sauce, I love you. Pescara Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And being quarantined with dreams. Thank you. Nordo, fantastic work. Look forward to it next week. Some football with a very, very special guest joining us around the corner. It's 9 to noon from the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios, FM 100.3, KFAN.